This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. 9/11. Oh, man. Amazing day for us, right? Reflective day. And sadly, we are not really able to focus on the meaning of that day because we've got another tragic storm beating up much of the East Coast, Florida. People suffering from weather. That's right, weather. But contrary to what the left say, this is not about God's wrath. See, this is how the earth was formed. This is how the earth sustains itself. I want you to think about the good that comes from a hurricane. The water that goes inland. You know, look, I'm certainly not going to trivialize the idea of the people that have died because of these storms and all that. Why do we inhabit these islands where we know these storms, every year, these storms are going to come through? Puerto Rico, Barbados, the Bahamas, all of it. Haiti. They all get, you know, you're all in the line of fire on these little bitty pieces of land. And we love the coastal towns, right? Because we get that view of the ocean. I've had people that live in Florida go, man, we are leaving Florida. We are sick of these hurricanes every year. I'm like, I get it. You know, it's like that little drop of heaven, you know. Oh, look at that ocean. It's so beautiful. And then every year, you're battening down the hatches, right? You got to put the plywood up. You put the things over the shutters. You know, I mean, it's just crazy every single year. And look, the good news, they built hurricane, not proof, but hurricane resistant homes. So it's helped the building industry to some degree. But at the end of the day, a big enough hurricane can wipe out whatever you do. It's just true. 185, 200 mile an hour winds, whatever they are. And hardly, it's tough to keep a house down unless you make that house the shape of a bullet. And it better be pointing in the right direction. It better be on a pivot. Okay, the storm's coming this way. Oh, that's right. The wind swirls in a hurricane. Dadgummit. Anyway, I'm just saying. These storms are kicking our butts. But good comes from it. I mean, I moved to Arizona, and I'm looking, and I'm going, I thought it was supposed to be dry here, but it's kind of moist. It's, you know, they said, oh, Kevin, you're coming out of the monsoon season. All right. Well, that could be true, but it's been raining. My son's baseball game got rained out in Arizona. People are like, that's the first time that's happened. I'm like, I'm not really surprised. The way the weather patterns have been, can you imagine if Arizona suddenly became like tropical? They got a lot of palm trees here. But if it became tropical? Oh, I'm still in St. Louis. Don't misunderstand me. I got, you know, my property there. And I'm not, and by the way, I'm not trying to be bi-coastal or anything. I'm just, you know, I've got two homes. And I'm going to rehab my house in St. Louis. So I'm back and forth. And, of course, I got to do New York because there's a lot going on. But when there's hurricane season, they don't need me because even if Black Lives Matter, we're getting into something. Hurricane Irma and what's behind her? Joey, Jesus, Javier, whatever it is, H-I-J, yeah, J, whatever it may be. That guy's coming in behind. So they're like, nah, kid, we don't need you this week. We got hurricanes of the natural type, which I still say the stuff that Black Lives Matter does is its own hurricane. But, you know, so we got all this devastation going on, but I always try to find something good. You know, maybe it's watering the plants in a location that would never get there, would rarely water gets there. It doesn't get there as much. I don't know. People learn from this stuff. These fires are raging in a Montana area, California.
And you don't you think, I mean, I think about, why can't they just drop some of that water onto the fire? What if that hurricane were going through there? It would just, that would be the end of it. It would douse it. So the irony that there's massive amounts of water on one side of the world, and on the other side, there's massive amounts of fire. Natural disasters, who knows? If somebody set that fire, what's left us, you never know. And we know why the fires are now burning out of control in California, because they won't let them go back and cut the trees back. So Californians are creating their own problems with that. But Montana, I don't know, can't answer that one. They got their own set of issues. But they say once the fire burns through, trees are set up for it. They their shells harden, or I don't know what happens, but the fire actually releases some new type of seedling that grows more sturdy and better and blah, blah, blah. Well, there you go. Nature finds a way. So I don't know what these storms mean. I'm not going to try to read the tea leaves on them. But I do know this, they happen all the time. We've heard about the big fire. There'll be another big fire. There'll be another big hurricane. There'll be tornadoes sweeping through the South during tornado season. It's over right now, but they'll be doing it, you can bet. There'll be mudslides in California. There'll be sinkholes in Florida. It's going to continue, because that's how the world works. But the left will tell you, it's God's wrath. Was it God's wrath when the supercontinent broke into pieces and there was no man on earth at the time? Was that God's wrath? I mean, the earth has to do what it does. We just happen to be on it. And I think that's the healthiest way to think about yourself, is that we happen to be on earth as it does its thing. But to have this idea that you control it, there are people right now, we control the weather. Let me tell you something, disrupt the weather. And watch what Earth does. Earth will take your little disruption. They will pop it out there. And that'll be the end of it. And it'll correct itself. And you could do it 50 times a day. But you know what's eventually going to happen? You're going to go. Earth is going to spit you out after it chews you up. Because that's what Earth does. It survives. And that's what we're trying to do as conservatives. We're trying to honor Earth by honoring God. That's what honors nature. Nature, when people, well, Mother Nature, that's God. That's the left giving you a euphemism for something so they don't have to say God. Well, it's Mother Nature. That's nature. No, folks, that's God. And he's doing what he can to protect the planet, which protects you. And if you disregard it, you'll be gone.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Kevin Jackson here, explaining to you how we are winning, winning, winning. I love it. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Tell us your winning story. Tell us something you've seen, heard, something that you go, you know what, Kevin, I didn't believe we were winning, but you kept pointing it out, and now I'm seeing this. Maybe it's local. Maybe it's a school board win. Maybe it's a city council win. For conservatism, tell me something. I want to hear your story. 844-551-8255. Let me give you another example of winning. So the NFL, yet again, opened its 2017 season. This was last Thursday. In much the same way that it played out last season, the game featured the team that won the final game of the year last season. The game was high scoring. It had plenty of offense. The game featured an anthem protest, and the league ratings went down. I couldn't even tell you who played the game. Can you? Did you guys watch it? I did. I don't even know
who opened the season. Let me tell you, there was a time in my life where to me to say that, I would have kicked my own butt. I followed football. I knew all the players. I didn't follow it like I had a fantasy team, but I followed it. I knew, oh man, they opened it. I wouldn't have missed opening season. It would have been a party. There would have been a group of us. I would have brought salsa. We would have made nachos. We would have had beers. I mean, I'm just telling you what, everything that would have occurred on opening Thursday night. And now I can't even tell you the teams that played. Put a gun to my head and say, Kevin, what was the score?
You got to kill me, man. You got to kill me.
Because I don't know. I don't even know in retrospect. When we got this story, when my producer put this story on my desk, I didn't even bother to go look up to see who played. I didn't go bother to look up to see what the score was. I don't know the fantasy stats. I did not watch sports. If it says NFL, I don't watch it. My son and I, where were we? We were somewhere out and about, and I saw football on a screen. Oh, you know where we were? We went to Top Golf. You know where you hit the golf balls into those little pads and they score you? Sad to say, the kid beat me. He's a pretty good golfer, little sucker. He's no Tiger Woods, but he's a pretty good golfer. He just kept destroying. He can hit the green with ease. I mean, just click, doop, right in the middle. And he gets the most points. And I like to show off. You know, I want to hit the big stuff. Anyway, long story short, he's smoking it into the green. He beats me. But behind the way, I could see, you know, different sports, soccer, whatever. And football, the minute my eyes went to football, I went back to soccer. And I don't even like soccer. Not me. And anyway, the Breitbart article I'm reading, I'm going to give you the stats because I didn't even know this. My producers, all I saw was a headline, NFL lowest ratings. And I went, yep, we're talking about that. So they put it on my desk. I didn't read it. I didn't know who played. But I'm going to tell you the play-by-play based on this article. Game was played between the Chiefs and the Patriots. They said it drew a 14.6 overnight rating on NBC. This, the Chiefs and the guys who won the Super Bowl last year. The rating is down nearly 2 full points from last year's 16.5 number, which, by the way, was still low. And that was Panthers-Broncos opener. And more than 3 points down from the Steelers-Patriots opener in 2015. This is amazing news. This is a sign, folks. This is you winning. This is you telling the NFL, you know what? Let these suckers not stand. These black thugs. Not stand for the national anthem. And you know what? We won't stand for you. And you know what's going to happen? The money will decline. There's too much money in that sport. They talk about money and oil and people have to go out and create. This is money in a sport. No offense, wouldn't miss it. Haven't missed it. Wouldn't miss football if I never knew the game. Wouldn't miss it. And these guys have been getting more and more money. More and more money. So, why is the steep decline happening? The ratings have clearly trended down for a number of seasons. Last night's game did feature an anthem protest from Chiefs cornerback Marcus Peters. And it's entirely likely that many tuned out after seeing that. That's what people are saying. And you know what? The media is finally hyping it. Go ahead. Hype it. Let us see these young fools that want to try to tell us, you know, that there's some conspiracy against young black men. Guys making millions of dollars playing a game. All because they can run a little faster, jump a little higher than the average dude. Dumber than a box of rocks. But hey, good athletes. And I'll pay to see a good athlete. They'll keep their mouth shut. You see, the media is pointing the finger at politics as a cause of the ratings drop. Really? No, I think we should point the finger at these pretentious young black thugs like Kaepernick. Breitbart article goes on. Though no debate or a matter of pressing national importance was being discussed in politics on Thursday night. Some have opined that coverage of Hurricane Irma might be the culprit, though it rings hollow that the coverage of the storm would cause a 12% decline in ratings from last year. Instead, it's more likely that NFL fans are following through on their warnings of last year, specifically the warning where 44% of fans said they would stop watching the NFL if anthem protests continued. And let me tell you something, folks. Goodell, he did nothing. He said they can do what they want. These kids can protest, blah, blah, blah. If Roger Goodell, I'm going to make a prediction. If Roger Goodell had said, if you protest the national anthem, you will be kicked out of the league. I don't care what owner, I don't care who, what player you are, you will respect this country's national anthem. It is the reason you get to play your stupid game. If he'd said that, I'd be watching football with my nachos, my team gear. I don't have a team, but I would find one. And I'd watch every game that's out there. And I would be able to tell you sports, and we'd be having a dialogue about it. But Roger Goodell said it's okay for these young punks to do what they did. So you know what, Roger Goodell? I'm not watching your game. Yet again. And you know what happens when you stop doing something for long enough? You get in the habit of doing it. If the NFL believes this is a good strategy for them, congratulations. Because I promise you, it is not. Their ratings will continue to suffer. And it doesn't matter how great the game is. You can only have so many good matchups. I can live on the memory of great games that I know about and the great athletes who stood for the national anthem. So can most of you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Alright, amigos and amigas, welcome back. Glad that you're with me. And I have an update on the monument story that I think you'll find interesting and maybe a little turnabout is fair play. I don't know. I'm certainly intrigued by this story. Well, first of all, there's two stories. Washington National Cathedral's stained glass window that honors Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson will be removed after a vote by the church's leaders. So we now have churches chiming in on things like that. Hey, look, do what you want. It's your church. Well, I just find it, again, this is how far we're going. How far do we go, right? The Episcopal Church Board voted overwhelmingly, but not unanimously, to remove the stained glass windows, which depict the two men at various points in their lives and portray them as saintly Christian men. Now, look, I don't know what these men have done in their lives, except I know they fought on behalf of an army that their president, Jefferson Davis, said, you guys are the ones I want to be the leaders. Doesn't mean they even love the cause. I know a little bit about Robert E. Lee, that he freed his slaves before the end of the war and really fought hard to make sure blacks had a fair shot after the fact. So you can judge him on that. I mean, I look at Robert Byrd and how the left loved this man. There are so many things named after Robert Byrd in West Virginia. It's ridiculous. Is it West Virginia or Virginia? One of them. Wherever he's from. I think it's West Virginia. And it's like Bird Road, Bird Airport, Bird, you know, Sanctuary. That's a joke. But there's all kinds of things named after this member of the Ku Klux Klan, and nobody's talking about putting any of that down. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton eulogized a member of the KKK. Not a single word. Not a single word about Bird. But now you got people digging into their, oh, well, we have a stained glass window. Let's get rid of that. Oh, we have a book that mentions Jackson and Lee or whatever. We got to get rid of it. Let's get rid of the history. You would think these guys were Hitlerian. They fought a war against their brothers. A civil war. Hey, I tell you what, let's pretend the Civil War never happened. How about that? Would that make you feel better, leftist? This is ridiculous. Constantly, we're droning on about inconsequential things that make us who we are. Why would somebody be mad that we should be mad that it came to, that we came to blows. Which, for the record, we're in the midst of a new civil war. Right now. People are being killed daily over the civil war that wages in this country because leftists will not leave things alone. They are not happy that America has corrected its ills when it comes to race. So what do? They start a race war. It's going on. Most of you realize it. It isn't, you avoid it because you aren't confronting it daily. You're not around the people where the war is being built. If you lived in Compton, you lived in some of these black neighborhoods in your town, you'd know this war. You'd know it firsthand. There's enough YouTube videos out there to make you, and Twitter stuff, and Instagram, and Snapchats, for you to know that what I'm telling you is true. But I want to go into another part of the story that I find really funny. It was an article at the Daily Wire. A North Carolina pastor and descendant of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was removed from his position at the head of Winston-Salem's Bethany United Church of Christ after appearing on MTV's Video Music Awards to condemn his ancestor. Now, right there, that tells you all you need to know. He's condemned his ancestor. A man who fought a war, who lives now in infamy, or however you want to look at it, depends on what part of history you want to understand about General Robert E. Lee, and he's on TV condemning him. Look, you can condemn the act. You can say, I do not like that my grandfather fought on the side that was protected in slavery. However, here's what I've learned about my grandfather, my great-grandfather, you know, whatever he is, or my ancestor. But here's what I've learned about him. And the fact that we've overcome this, and the fact that that legacy was not handed down to where I hate blacks. You don't even have to look for that good. That's what we've become. Pastor Lee says that while his speech to the VMA's crowd was intended to be unifying in the wake of violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, some members of his congregation objected to his comments supporting Black Lives Matter and the Women's March. Now, he says, they removed me because I'm a descendant of Robert E. Lee. No, they didn't. They removed you because you're a leftist. You're a cancer in their church. He says that those two groups, Black Lives Matter and the Women's March, are fighting for racial equality. In the case of the Women's March, gender equality. And didn't like that Lee was bringing a media circus to the small 100-person church. He officially resigned after the congregation said they would take a vote on his tenure, and the church leaders made it clear, this is him quoting, I was no longer welcome there. He was on Morning Joe. And he was explaining why they let him go. No explanation needed. The church, look, I'm not going to tell churches how to run. I believe churches are purveyors of social thought. All right? But I don't believe that guys like him should be bringing the wrong ideas into church. The idea that America is hunting blacks, that police are hunting and killing blacks, is ridiculous. The idea that the women needed a march because Donald Trump didn't respect their vaginas is ridiculous. And the church recognized it. And they're going, look, guy, we're a small town congregation. And we don't need this. I'm glad that church took a stance. Instead of succumbing to the secular social justice warrior nonsense that's being taught out there. They said this. A faction of church members were concerned about my speech and that I lifted up Black Lives Matter movement, the Women's March, and Heather Meyer as examples of racial justice work. He went on to reference the uncomfortable media attention and differing views within his congregation, as a reason for his departure. Lee refused to give any more details than that, though he did issue an official apology to his flock before leaving. He did not elaborate on his comments to the MTV audience, but does say that he still supports removing monuments to the Confederacy, including statues of his great-great-great-uncle, Robert E. Lee. See, this guy, he doesn't get it. And look, I know the left,
I can understand their thought process that says, you know, that's a terrible thing what Robert E. Lee did. He fought for slavery. I can understand that on its surface. Sure. But how about we go back to the times? How about we really think it through? How about we look at it and go, you know, so first of all, everybody didn't own slaves. And contrary to what you say, the war was not fought just about slavery. It was fought about an economic battle. It was a war between two different economies. One built on free market principles that said, you know, you reap what you sow. But the other one built on the idea that you got free labor and we can't compete. And the consternation was, the only way we could compete is if we bow down to your philosophy of making people chattel. And we bow down to slavery. And we're not going to do that. We know that's inherently wrong. Now, you can intermix those. Well, that was fought over slavery. Yeah, it was. But it was fought over the idea of commerce. That one group of people were going, look, man, you got free labor. And the Southerners were arguing, well, it's not really free. I mean, we paid for them, and we got to feed them and take care of them and everything. And well, that may be true, but hold on a minute. But still, it's a lot cheaper than we having to go out and hire a bunch of white folks to do the same thing. Yeah, well, hey, you got your problems. But that's where the rift came in. And by the way, it wasn't that the Northerners were all, well, you know, we really care about black people and we don't want to see black people as slaves. Yes, there was a faction of Northerners that saw slavery for the evil that it is. But there were a bunch of them that didn't. They couldn't care less. If it had been Chinamen, they would have been saying the same thing. Well, look, I understand your life got you, Chinamen. You know, they didn't care about the people. They cared about their pocketbooks. So the Northerners take the high road. We fought against slavery. No, you didn't. You fought against an unfair trade. But they don't want to do it when it comes to China today or the Mexico today or Canada with respect to NAFTA. But they'll fight you tooth and nail to bring over illegals. Do you see the contradictions here, people? Wow.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I talked about Steve Bannon earlier in the broadcast. By the way, this is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And there was an article written about him, you know, because he obviously left the administration and had gone back to Breitbart. And 60 Minutes covered it. And as I said, we covered a couple of things that he said that I think are important. So go back to the podcast and listen if you didn't hear it. But they write in this article, 2 days after he ceased to be President Trump's chief strategist, Bannon explained why he had welcomed The Economist to his house on Capitol Hill for a chat. "You're the enemy," he said, adding disdainfully, you support a radical idea, free trade. I mean it. That's a radical idea. As he returned to his former job running Breitbart News, a bomb-throwing right-wing website, Mr. Bannon wants to make clear that he still loves a scrap. In the White House, I had influence, he said several times during a long discussion. At Breitbart, I had power. Among the particular opponents he has in his sights, Mr. Bannon seated in a dining room decorated with Christian iconography and political mementos, are congressional Republicans, Mitch McConnell, I'm going to light him up, China, let's go screw up one belt, one road, I don't even know what that means, and the elites in Silicon Valley and Wall Street, they're a bunch of globalists who have forgotten their fellow Americans. Despite his departure, voluntarily, he insists, though his resignation is reported to have been demanded of him, Bannon says he will never attack his former boss. Yet Breitbart will caution Mr. Trump to stick to the populist nationalist course Bannon charted. We will never turn on him, but we are never going to let him take a decision that hurts him. The website offered an early taste of this in its disparaging coverage of Mr. Trump's flip-flop decision to send more American troops to Afghanistan, which was announced on August 21st, and Bannon strongly opposes, and they reference the article. The reason why I bring this up is a couple reasons. It's a nice segue into Trump's relationship with Bannon, as well as what Trump recently did with the Republican establishment. And if there's anything I can tell you about Bannon, having met him and known him, Bannon's not your typical conservative, and I will give him credit. He thinks differently about politics than most people. Now, we had a run-in over black issues, and I was on the radio with him, I was like, you know, he's challenging me on certain things, and I essentially said, look, Steve, no offense, you're out of your wheelhouse here, dude. You don't know enough about black folks and what goes on in our neighborhoods to say grace over. But if you want to play devil's advocate, because he was almost coming off like a leftist. Well, Kevin, you got to understand this about black neighborhoods. I go, I don't have to understand anything about black neighborhoods. I know all about black neighborhoods. I mean, you know, just because I put a suit and tie on and go on Fox, you know, as they say, don't let the smooth taste fool you. I know exactly what happens in black neighborhoods. I know about crime. I know about, there's nothing you're going to tell me this minute. I'm going to go, whoa, did that happen in a black neighborhood? Seriously? I know one when I see one because I doggone grew up in them. And I visited many. And many of my friends still live in black neighborhoods. But I did appreciate the fact that he's willing to push back. That's fine. Challenge my, question me. Make sure I'm legit. But I will tell you, as much as he was out of his wheelhouse there, but when he's in his wheelhouse, the guy's a shrewd operator. He really is. Now, with respect to Afghanistan and troops, Bannon doesn't know enough about that to understand why Trump made the decision. This is where I differ with people arguing over, do we send troops here? How do we fight this? You don't have a fraction of the information that Donald Trump gets. And not only does Donald Trump get this information, he's then got to discern, as we know, is it a swamp creature bringing it, or what do I need to do? If he made the decision that we needed to send more troops, send more troops. The proof is in the outcome. As I said earlier in the broadcast, and I've said for the past couple of weeks, you haven't heard much from ISIS. ISIS bombed. What was the last place they bombed? Like Brussels? Or no, it was Britain? The two attacks in Britain, I don't remember, and you may not either. But here's the deal. There was some civilized country that they bombed, and we haven't heard anything since. They were bombing people. They were doing lone wolf attacks practically daily. I'm talking about, forget in Afghanistan and Iraq. We know they're fighting there. I'm talking about in civilized countries. Brussels. Stad, whatever, Nice, areas of Germany, they were attacking people, Britain, on the bridge, London Bridge, and so on and so forth. You haven't heard a thing. Now, I'm not telling you we've won. I'm certainly not going to be naive, but I'll tell you this. Whatever Trump did it put a ceasefire, if you will, on him. And then when I did a little bit of research, and I found out, oh, wow, he's got him on the run. They just lost this city. The Iraqi army just took over such and such. And you're going, wow, why aren't we hearing this? So, look, Bannon needs to stay in his wheelhouse. Now, what did Trump do? Trump says, screw the Republican establishment. And we've been debating this internally. I'm talking about as conservatives going, was it a good thing or a bad thing? And, of course, you can almost tell the never-Trumpers, because immediately they hated it. They hated that he increased the debt ceiling. Had to do it. The sad part is you have to do it because he hasn't had enough time to get into the budget to continue to cut it. But we didn't get into the $1 trillion that we've been getting into lately. So anyway, he increased the debt ceiling so he could fund relief for Hurricane Harvey. There was no money left in FEMA. So you either let the state of Texas suffer or you do it. The Democrats go, we had him over the barrel. Fine. You think you had him over the barrel. And I don't know all the different nuances of what happened there, but here's what I'll tell you, and I said it before. If I trusted somebody to get us the best deal and to do the right thing for the time, it's Donald Trump. Would you ever have trusted? If they told you a deal was done by Barack Obama, would you trust it? It could be the identical deal, and this is one of these areas where I have to admit, you know, it's a contradiction, because if Barack Obama had, you know, raised the debt ceiling to fund Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Harvey, I would have been a little skeptical. Now, that said, once I understand the details, I'd probably go, look, the debt ceiling, the sad part is we are having to raise it because of the way we do business. Now, the problem with Obama, he's going to keep spending. Trump isn't. Would he need to fund Hurricane Harvey if FEMA's broke? Yes, he would. I'd have no problem with that. And I don't know all the other concessions. But what I can tell you unequivocally is I know Donald Trump is a spendthrift. That's number one. And I also know I trust his decisions because I have a record to look at. Washington Times says, President Trump's not concerned that he angered some Capitol Hill Republicans by striking a deal with the Democrats to quickly pass an emergency disaster relief. He says it was important to break the gridlock in Congress. The biggest message is we are a lot less focused on what makes Congress happy and instead on what makes Americans better and stronger, said White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. He's going to continue working with whoever is interested in moving the ball forward to help the American people. They write this. Mr. Trump blindsided Republican leaders and riled conservative lawmakers with the deal that tied a short-term increase in the debt limit and spending to keep government open until mid-December with an emergency disaster relief. Now, we all hate that the debt ceiling continues to go up. We hate that. But that's temporary. The long-term impact of Donald Trump is he will cut the budget. Look, guys, every department that this guy, the way he put a leader, every one of them's cut their teams. Donald Trump's cut the VA, 5,000 or 50? It was like 15,400 people, if I'm not mistaken. It's 15,000 from the VA. No, I'm wrong. He cut 500 jobs in the VA, 15,000 throughout the Fed. But it's a lot of jobs. And it's not done. Every department is being told to phase out. Start going smaller. I want to see the report when it's done. How big is government under Trump? It will be smaller, folks. So this is if that's the worst of the concessions that he makes, God, that would be nothing in comparison to what we've been known to, you know, what we've become accustomed to. So what are these people talking about? Screw the Republican establishment. That's what we said when we elected this guy. Feel good about this, folks. These are the signs of the time.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.